Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's good to see everybody out here today.
Oh, yeah.
They're in a different room, so if you're watching us on YouTube at KSW Rock, you can't see them, but they're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't sweat it. They're.
I mean, you can hear them.
Yeah. Got them in the back by the wheel, Miles.
That's right.
So I was telling the story again, embarrassing, run into Cal Raleigh backstage at Shane Gillis, did not recognize it was him, just asked him how the hummus was, and he said it was good.
And you didn't find out that it was Cal Raleigh. Until the following day when you showed Mike the picture.
Correct.
And the same picture that the Seahawks cut you out of.
Yes.
For no reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, right, there's Cal, there's Adam Ray back there, mm-hmm. Coach McDonald, Shane Gillis.
But it's your picture. A
lot of heavy hitters, yeah. Yeah, it was my picture.
That's smart. But they only cut out one person.
Well, they cut out my buddy, too.
Jesus.
I know. I don't know if they knew that I was, you know, Seattle's own Ted Smith.
Yeah, the head chef.
I think they did know, and that's why.
Well, I'll tell you what. They also got to owe me something because I was the only one smart enough to get a picture.
Right.
And then I sent it to my guy Ponton at Damatha, and Damatha put it out on Instagram. And I was like, ugh, I didn't ask everybody. And then the Seahawks picked it up and started putting it out.
They took it off him.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, and cut you out.
Yeah. Like, look at Coach with Adam Ray, Shane Gillis.
So did they ask your friend Ponton for permission to post that?
I don't want to get into it with the Hawks. Yeah. I hope they win tonight. But,
yep.
You know, it would be nice.
Nice work, Hawks.
Yeah, I think Blitz owes me
definitely a few beers.
Or something.
A couple beers.
Yeah, you're right, a cupcake. You know what? I bet I could get a beer with Blitz at what's our buddy's place? By the VMAC. His bar.
Oh, God.
Dino's. Quick.
Dino's, yeah. Sorry, Corey.
By the way, Ted, Tim just posted your picture on the YouTube feed.
Let me see that.
Did he?
Without you in it, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No way. Yes. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Tim, now, put that up again so I can see it.
Now, with that said, for you Mariners fans, again, we saw last night that Cal enjoys a beverage. I didn't see him drink a beer backstage. He literally was just eating hummus.
But he wasn't celebrating.
He wasn't celebrating.
I mean, you win a division title, it's like, bring out the beer.
And this was like January, February, so he was probably getting close.
Was it that long ago?
Oh, yeah. So he was getting close to going to spring training, which obviously it paid off. Dude's having an amazing year.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about hummus because that was the awkward conversation I had with him.
And it's near and dear to Big Dumper's heart, obviously.
It is.
Maybe that's the key to his, you know, physique.
Do you guys like hummus?
I do. Yep. I do like
hummus. Absolutely.
This is going to sound very white trashy, but I'll tell you what. Just get some hummus and go with Cool Ranch Doritos.
I can do that. Yeah,
nothing it's wrong delicious.
With that. I used to make it all the time at home. I used to make my own. Get some garbanzo beans, get some tahini, some garlic. It's pretty easy to make.
It is. It's super
easy.
You
got some, you know, roasted red pepper in there, garlic, whatever you want. Salt and pepper. Stick that bad boy in a blender, man. Fresh hummus. You need to refrigerate it for...
Yeah, but it's good, man.
You know, hour or so. It's real good.
Hummus is great.
And you just fart all afternoon.
Yeah. So hummus may have been mentioned in the Bible. They say one of the reasons, you know, it's a super old dish. A lot of reality, like really old things. It was reliable. But they didn't leave behind a paper trail. Now, obviously, a lot of people in Turkey are like, oh, this is kind of where it's invented. But a lot of Israeli cooks claim that it was invented there. And they're like, yeah, it's a Jewish food, so of course it would have been mentioned in the Bible 35,000 or 3,500 years ago.
Is that think it have been at the Last Supper? Do we know what they ate at the Last Supper? Is that actually covered, or is it just they had the last? Like, we always hear about the Last Supper. You see the picture, but there's no real mention of the food.
There's not.
Did they order
so
KFC?
There's so much going on.
There was bread and wine at the Last Supper.
Yeah, okay, you got to have more than that, Mike. What if probably, you don't invite people over for bread
probably
and wine.
Had a cheese plate.
Charcuterie tray, hummus.
Like a Hormel pepperoni
cheese.
I would say
figs, hummus.
Ooh. Okay. Key foods included unleavened bread, wine, lamb, bitter herbs, and charoset?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure. All right, I'm in for
lamb,
dude.
A paste of fruit, nuts, and spices intended to resemble the mortar used by the Israelites.
It sounds like a typical Passover dinner.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I'm not making fun of anything, but this won't shock you. Hummus is yet another flashpoint in the Middle East conflict.
What?
So if people don't understand, Jerusalem's such a flashpoint.
Yeah.
Because of the major
three
religions.
Major Western religions, yeah.
Right. They all have something there they think is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hummus is kind of the same thing. Because you have basically like Syrians, Egyptians, Israeli, Lebanese people. Everybody's kind of arguing over like whose is it? Is it ours? Did we invent it?
Is it more of the fact that who invented it or who makes it better? Which I'm sure they're going to say we make the best version.
Of course.
It's more about who invented it.
Okay.
Like Israel tried to copyright it. So they sued them for infringement. Like you can't say you invented it. Like that's ours.
Uh-huh. See, the best hummus I've ever had was at a Lebanese restaurant.
Correct. A
lot of oil. But it was good. I mean, I was like, wow, this is good hummus.
Right. I mean, I just don't think we have anything in the States that's that nearly that, like, fought over and stuff. I mean, that's one thing when everybody, like, a lot of people have opinions on the Middle East. Hummus, to me, is just a great example.
I mean, barbecue.
I don't care. But I'm just saying, like, you could, whatever your thoughts are in the Middle East, like, because it's all right there and it's been thousands of years, I mean, you can make the argument that's where, like, a lot of humanity starts. Like, yeah. They're going to keep arguing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've established that.
Right. All Greek restaurants have it.
Mm. Right. And it's hummus is great. Some regional variant is they'll just take a thing of hummus and then you load it up with meat on top. And then generally a little tzatziki or something.
Yep.
My problem with hummus
is... Back to the lamb.
When I go and buy hummus at a grocery store, I buy one of the flavored hummuses.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Cracked pepper, or I'll buy...
I like that pine nut one.
Roasted red peppers. Pine nut one's good. But when you just have regular hummus, and I always just get it in a restaurant.
It's good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's like the cheese pizza. You get a piece of cheese pizza, and you're like, this is pretty good. Man.
Yep.
You know, it's plain, but it's good.
The world's largest platter of hummus contained over 10,000 kilograms.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were setting a world record.
Clearly.
Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. And I know this because I watched a show. It's about a guy who lives in America, but I think he's Palestinian or whatever. It's called Mo. He lives in Texas. Have you guys tried these new dessert hummuses?
No. Dessert hummus, no.
So there's like now companies like Sabra, I believe, and a couple other are making sweet hummus, which for the communities where hummus has started, it's like massive no-no.
They're sacrilege. Like, sacrilege. So what, they adding honey?
No, you can get like chocolate hummus and like stuff like that.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm with you. There's a whole line of it. What's it? Delighted By line of sweet hummus. They were on Shark Tank and everything. So like, I'm with you. I'd try it, but like, if you grew up in one of those areas, it's like, no, you can't do it.
Well, sure. But hey, you're in the States now, man.
Well, like, look, sorry, we did it.
What we do with any food, we just make. Have you been to a state fair? We don't care.
And we did it with bacon. Like, bacon shouldn't really be messed with. But like, you ever had candied bacon?
Yep.
You know Chicago's what I mean? Really good at that crazy, decadent fair food in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman get like a drink at the bar. It had a piece of cake on it, five pieces of bacon, a piece of pizza, meatloaf, and topped off with gravy.
What was it like a milkshake or just?
It was a big ass kind of pina colada type drink.
All right.
But it also had, it was white, but with, you know, it was ice whipped with wedding cake on it, funfetti cake.
Jesus.
I mean, that used to be, I know there's boozy milkshakes, but like mudslides. I feel like when I was a kid and my brother worked at Fridays, that was like a big drink.
I liked a mudslide for sure.
Yeah. Orange creamsicle.
Heck yeah.
I like an orange creamsicle.
But yeah, go out this weekend, support the Mariners, and eat some hummus.
Eat hummus.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.